AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Republican Donald Trump has swept to victory in the Michigan and Mississippi primaries, overcoming fierce efforts to blunt his momentum.
To get these kind of numbers where they call him immediately is just something very special. So I want to thank the public. I want to thank the people of Michigan. I want to thank the people of Mississippi.
As Trump spoke at one of his Florida resorts, he was flanked by tables packed with his retail products, including steaks, bottled water, and wine. He defended his business record more thoroughly than he outlined his policy proposals for the country. Senator Ted Cruz won the Idaho Republican primary, which he says shows Trump is vulnerable.
There's no doubt that Trump has built this image of being unstoppable and unbeatable. But that image has crashed into reality.
As for the Democrats, a big win for Bernie Sanders in Michigan.
And I want to thank the many thousands of volunteers that we had in the state of Michigan for knocking on doors and for making the phone calls that created this kind of enormously successful night for us.
Hillary Clinton is still well ahead in the delegate count, having easily won Mississippi on Tuesday. In Cleveland, she was talking about the Republican candidates.
The divisiveness, the mean-spiritedness, that's not going to move us forward. We need to stand united.
A manhunt is underway in Missouri for the suspect in one killing there and four in Kansas. This man telling KTVI-TV.
It's been pretty unsettling. I can tell you for sure that everybody in Montgomery County is fearing for their life.
North Korea causes a new stir with photos on the front page of its ruling party newspaper. They show leader Kim Jong-un standing beside a purported mock-up of a miniaturized nuclear warhead during a meeting with his top nuclear scientists. This is AP Radio News. The nation has just gone through its warmest winter on record.
National weather experts say the just-finished meteorological winter, December through February, averaged more than 4.5 degrees above normal in the lower 48 states, breaking a record set in the winter of 1999-2000. The blame goes to a combination of El Niño and global warming. While last month was just the seventh warmest February, an unusually warm December after a record warm fall pushed the winter into the record books. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The nation has gone through rather a stormy day is followed by warnings of flash flooding. Expected from the Texas Gulf Coast to southern Illinois, the National Weather Service says up to 7 inches of rain is expected through Wednesday. Company founder Jeff Bezos says his private space travel company, Blue Origin, expects its first test flights with people next year. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.